This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here as we kick off the second hour of the show. We've been wrapping up the Crypto 6, day number 10, closing arguments. That was today. And a little bit of the defense case. But basically, the defense case took one day plus a quarter, or less than a quarter of a day, so just over a day. And closing arguments took a couple hours this morning. The jury took the case in at about 3 o'clock today after lunch and after the judge read in the jury instructions, the 45-page jury instructions. And now it's in the jury's hands, and we will see how things go. We're going to go back to your phone calls here tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Coming up, Dr. Ron Paul, he's back in with another story. We started this last night, but we didn't get to the point. We just got like two paragraphs in, so we're going to jump into what Ron Paul is calling the mother of all economic crises. But first, we go to Crichton on the line in Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I was inspired by your previous conversation to call in because I consider myself a permaculturist.
What is that?
A permaculturist is someone who gardens in such a way that the result is permanent, is ongoing, sustainable.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And one of the big problems with the way we do farming is commonly called the phosphorus problem. Phosphorus being an element that is not soluble in water, you can't get it out of the air, but it's roughly 1% of all life on Earth by weight. But it's not that common in the universe.
Okay.
Not even 1% in the universe. So the problem is that as you grow these crops and you grow them up and then you cut them down and then you ship them off the property, you are exporting the phosphorus that you have in your property away from the soil. And that is the big problem. And it's an example of so many different micronutrients, but phosphorus is the one to look at. And it's why so many commercial fertilizers require it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the three majors in the number system.
So nitrogen, phosphorus, what's the third one?
I'm having a blank myself,
okay.
So I don't remember.
I've seen it on the gardening bags of fertilizer or soil or whatever it is. I'm not a gardening expert.
As a permaculturist, would the solution to that be you don't pick the whole plant if you're going to get rid of it? You're going to eat like the fruit that's off it and leave it there until it dies naturally. Is that what the answer is?
No, there's not one solution. The key point to keep in mind is that there has to be a cycle. If you're going to export products from your property, you have to be able to return biomass to your property and in roughly the same way. And the way it's done historically to do that is that when you take crops off your farmland, you're bringing back manure from wherever mm-hmm. you can get it from. That is the common way to do it. But it's not the only way to do it.
Yeah.
But the key is that keep the mind a cycle, like you would the water cycle, but except in this case, you're thinking of the phosphorus cycle. As long as you can keep replenishing your own land space naturally, you don't have to deal with the commercial solution of buying fertilizer to replenish your ground.
Well, and that's becoming a problem now, right? Because of the sanctions against Russia, that's harming fertilizer production, isn't it?
Yes, because that's one of the big places we get it from.
Right, and so prices are going up.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily
shortage.
Need fertilizers. Like one thing that
well, that's what he's saying. There's a way
you can use compost.
Yeah, well, and it's not even just that. It can be even easier than that. Like these people I follow on Instagram, I think it sounds a lot like what this guy is describing, but they call it regenerative farming.
Mm-hmm.
They literally move their chicken coop, and it's a giant one. They move it with a tractor, like every other day or every day.
Yep.
And they just move it around, and they're healing the soil.
Just because they're pooping all over the ground,
yep.
basically?
Yeah.
Yep, and also they have other animals that, you know, roam and poop and...
In that case, you're talking about a chicken tractor, but you're importing the phosphorus in the chicken feed. That is how you're getting it. But you got to keep in mind that there are always cycles. But you mentioned it earlier. One of the big solutions is planting accumulator plants. And dandelion is a perfect example of an accumulator plant. It has a deep tap root, goes down and picks up nutrients from several feet down that most plants can't reach and draws them up. And when it lays it on the topsoil when it dies.
Hmm.
And that includes phosphorus?
That is correct.
Okay.
And, like, most people are just like, oh, I have this, you know, yard, and I hate these dandelions, I'm going to kill them. But they don't realize it's an indicator of poor soil health, and that's going to cause more issues with your lawn.
Well, and, I mean, how are they killing them? Are they just pulling them up, or are they pouring poison all over their lawn? And that was something that I never understood when people use those sort of herbicides and pesticides.
Yeah,
Roundup and things like this, because, so you're going to put poison all over the food or the building blocks of the food that you're about to eat. It just never really made that much sense to me.
Yeah. Creighton?
And dandelion makes for an excellent salad.
Yep, yep, dandelion greens. Very bitter.
People eat that all the time. Like southern people used to eat it because they were like poor or whatever, but you can eat that and it has lots of good stuff for you. I forgot what it is, calcium or something.
Yeah, I'm more of a fan of the teas because they're super, super bitter. I don't know if you guys have ever had dandelion greens.
I don't think so, but Bonnie, you picked some local some flowers around our yard once and made a tea out of that.
That was clovers.
Okay, yeah.
The young dandelion leaves are not bitter.
Okay, yeah, the ones I had were very long. They were big.
Yeah.
Creighton, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's just what I wanted to share.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate the call. The
I
number
think that's
here.
A fun conversation.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, now I'm glad that I know to eat the young ones and not, because the ones I forget if I got it from the grocery store or if it came from one of the local farms, but they were really big leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even tell that they used to be dandelions, and they were super bitter. I couldn't even eat them.
Yikes.
So, but now I know.
The clover TMA did not taste good. It was like strictly for getting rid of my fever.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's the number here. Let's see. We were talking about the Crypto 6 trial, the witnesses that have been called. Muhammad, the gentleman from the local Curry Indian restaurant, was just great, of course. You know, he completely pointed out that there really was a mosque that the Shire Free Church provided space for, and that was not some sort of BS story, which is what the prosecution was trying to suggest. Yesterday.
But even after that, the prosecution was still trying to suggest that the Shire Free Church isn't real and that it's just fake.
That's
and
a
it's
key
all
point of their
a
argument.
Whole scam.
Yeah. That's a key. That's one of the key sort of, pegs or whatever to this house of cards that they've built for themselves. And we'll see if the jury can see through that. After Muhammad took the stand, a gentleman named Paul Niwa took the stand. He is a professor, I believe, at Emerson College. He's like a journalism professor, very like well-known, used to work for a major broadcast network back in the day. So like he's got his
tenured
chops.
He said he used to be the head of his department.
Right. And he talked about how grateful he was that I helped get his mother's $11,000 back that she almost lost to a scammer.
That's exactly what the first thing he said was. Mr. Sissy said, thank you for coming. I know that scheduling this was pretty difficult because you're busy. And he said, oh, I wanted to be here because I'm very grateful to Mr. Freeman.
Yeah, and it was really, really nice. I had never met him in person because I only knew him from calling him to try to help his mom get her money back. And, of course, he had nothing but good things to say. And then when the prosecution got up to cross-examine him, they were basically saying, well, yeah, but... did you know that Ian didn't lose Bitcoin in that transaction?
And it's like, why should Ian have had to lose something to be doing anything good? And the other thing they tried to say was, how do you know that he wasn't just doing it to try to unfreeze a bank account? Which isn't how that works at all.
No.
It was just what they could conjure up.
As though he would know anything about what was going on with the bank account.
It was just to put a suggestion in the jury's heads.
Yeah. It was so desperate.
Well, their whole case is just painted around you being some person that loves seeing people get scammed and you want to help criminals and...
Without any evidence of that. But that's what they keep saying to the jury, and again, they got to say it last. So, I mean, it's hard... it's really frustrating to not be able to rebut their lies at the very end of the trial. So we'll see what happens. It's with the jury now, and there's more coming up here. If you want to join the show, Ron Paul, we got to have him weigh in coming up in moments. You can join the show as well at 603-283-6160.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki here in the studio tonight. We've got the story here about Ron Paul and what he has to say that we didn't get to last night. It's about the mother of all economic crises, which we can talk about here in a moment. And also, I want to make sure that you know about Bullion Max, because if you're aware of the inflation that's going on around you, and if you go shopping, you must be aware of it. You need to know what you can do about it. And one of those things you can do is taking your dollars and turning them into something of real value. Savvy investors have been diversifying into the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver, for generations. And now you can, too, from bullionmax.com/FTL. And you can do it without dealing with a salesperson. Your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. They got a huge selection. It's fast. It's easy. And because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get a special deal, which is employee pricing on the Bullion Max Silver Starter Kit. It's 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. And they throw in a free gold bag. So
Great Christmas present.
Yeah, right. I don't know what
might not come in time, but
you might be able to do overnight shipping or something like that if you hustle over there at Bullion Max. I presume they have an option like that. Bullionmax.com/FTL. You can grab that silver starter kit or one of their other amazing products. And of course, any time is a good time to give gold or silver. If somebody came to me a day after Christmas and said, "Hey, I just got the silver and sorry it's late," you wouldn't have to apologize. It would be a really nice gift. So bullionmax.com/FTL. We continue here going to the phones, to the fun. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hello?
You are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling in. I think y'all got a great platform, you know, and we do need a third party in this country, something kind of in the middle. I think a lot of people are more in the middle than they are to the right or the left anymore. And with y'all's party, I mean, y'all's platform, y'all reaching out. I'm calling from McAllen, Florida tonight.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm talking to y'all and hearing you on the radio listen quite often.
Thank you.
The election's coming up and stuff, and the best way to infiltrate the government, I mean, to take over or change the government is to infiltrate it, you know, with politicians across the country.
Well, one of the problems is, and I say this as somebody who's been involved with the Libertarian Party for...
In Florida.
Yeah, well, I was in Florida, for the first 26 years of my life. But as somebody who was involved with the Libertarian Party, I'm involved with them up here in New Hampshire as well. It is hard to be a third party. It is not as easy as just, okay, you form a third party and then you win.
Well,
you
because
know?
The other two parties will work together for one thing, and that's to kick you out.
Right.
Well, it's still a duopoly. It doesn't matter if there's other parties. You know, there's the Green Party, and I'm sure there's the Rainbow Party now, too, but they're
none
essentially
of them make it
non-existent.
To the ballot. Yeah,
exactly.
It's very hard to get to the ballot because, as Bonnie pointed out, the Republicans and Democrats, they team up to make ballot access very, very difficult. And it makes it near to impossible in a lot of places for third parties to even get their candidates' names on the ballot. In many cases, they'll spend all their money trying to get on the ballot. Maybe they will get there, but then they don't have any money left to actually run a campaign. And then further, even if they do get on the ballot, the mainstream media is not going to report on them because they don't want to upset the duopoly.
They won't get invited to debates either.
They won't get money from ad buys and things like that, so they will turn away the Libertarians or the Greens or whoever the other third parties are. So it's unfortunately...
I agree fully with what you're trying to say as far as the third parties just think that they're traction, but at the same time, it would make them adjust what they're doing if somebody's taking away votes from them.
Well, that would happen if someone could take away votes from them. But the reason why a bunch of us have migrated to New Hampshire, because, again, I used to live in Florida. I was born there. and raised there. But the reason I moved ultimately to New Hampshire as a libertarian activist is because of the Free State Project, which was the idea of moving, and it still exists, but moving thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented activists to the same geographic area. In this case, a geographic area that is much smaller physically than Florida and much lower population than Florida, so we can actually have an impact here as opposed to in Florida where we were barely even acknowledged in any way, shape, or form. In New Hampshire, the libertarians are actually a threat to the status quo. The status quo supporters are actually afraid of the libertarians, and they're advertising against them. They're writing letters to the editor against them. So we're really making an impact here. And it's not so much the Libertarian Party that's making the impact, because we have so many activists here. We've actually been able to infiltrate the Republican and, to a lesser extent, the Democratic parties.
I think the party is the least important part. It's the actual principles. Like, there are people who are... you know, they would be considered a libertarian by all anyone's standards, but they're in the Republican Party because, you know, they can talk to the Republicans about the things they agree on, get elected, and then start tearing apart the government from the inside like a virus.
Well, and that's the thing. Because third parties, it's so difficult to get elected as a third party. Sometimes it is easier just to run as Republican or Democrat, so then at least you have a fighting chance to get elected, because, like you said, the important part is getting elected and making change. And we have seen, I don't even know how many representatives we have that are libertarians, or at least...
It's, I think, close to 50 now.
Yeah, so we're doing pretty well up here in New Hampshire. They might not have the L next to their name, but I don't really care about what political party, you know? I'm not...
Go ahead, sir.
You're having an impact on the policies of lawmakers, whether they represent as one party or another.
That's correct.
And the Dallas platform, y'all could do that all across the country. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, it can't happen like that, and here's why. I used to believe that was a possibility. I used to believe the idea that, oh, yeah, most people are libertarian. They just don't know the name for it. And then COVID happened, and it was a real wake-up call for me, because I realized that I was actually surrounded by people, and that these people exist everywhere who want to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. They have no interest in the ideas of liberty. They want to have some sort of strong, dear leader that they can look to tell them how to live, what to wear, and, you know, where to jump, how high, that kind of thing. And it's like, we cannot live with those people. And that's the reason why the Free State Project was created, was because we understood the idea of being distributed and diffused through or diluted throughout the whole country is a recipe for failure. And by the way, this show's been on for quite a long time, and it's not going to convert any given area to libertarian ever.
I always think you all got a great platform, and the Libertarian Party's got a lot going for it. But at the same time, I think the Libertarian Party's almost too extreme against government.
Why? I think it's not extreme enough.
Yeah, I'm more extreme than them.
When you say to, and by the way, what's your name, caller?
Hank.
Can you stick with us? I want to talk to you about what is extreme in your mind about the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
All right, hang on, Hank. We're gonna bring you back here in just a moment, because I'm curious. You know, what is extreme about peace and non-aggression, which is essentially the viewpoint of the Libertarian Party, is you don't aggress against your neighbors. That's it. That's not hard to get. It's preschool.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You USA News Update, with Ukraine's President Zelensky spending today out of the country, and in Washington, D.C., President Biden announced a new $1.8 billion package of arms.
Just today, I approved another $1.8 billion in additional assistance to Ukraine for it to succeed on the battlefield. And we're focused on working with allies and partners to generate capability in four key areas.
The House's January the 6th committee is releasing its complete report today. Committee members have said there will be some redactions in that full report. That's due to security reasons. The complete report includes transcripts of interviews and documents, along with the emails, texts, phone records, and more coming from the thousands that testified before that committee. The Democratic-led House Ways and Means Committee is approving a motion that concerns the release of the materials from former President Trump's tax returns. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We're talking with Hank. He's still on the line. We're going to come right back to him here in a moment. But we're discussing third parties and the frustrations they face because of, well, the two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. They don't want to have more competition. They don't want to have new ideas in the debates that they would have to deal with. Like, if you go into a debate with the people you're always debating, which is the other side, then you pretty much know what you're dealing with, right? Like, you know what all of their positions are. It's not that hard to figure it out. But if you throw in a third party in there, well, maybe you haven't done your research. Maybe you don't know what their ideas are going to be, and you don't know how to respond to them. They don't want to be put into a situation like that. So, but we were talking about how the libertarians ultimately are just going to continue failing because there just aren't enough libertarians. There's just not enough physically.
The party libertarians.
Any libertarians. There just aren't enough libertarians, whether they're in the party or they're not in the party. There just aren't enough to get anything done anywhere.
I mean the rest of the country.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Just in general, in the world, there's just not enough libertarians. So that's why the Free State Project was necessary, because you're never going to convert enough, quote-unquote, people
to the libertarian belief system, because there's too many people that don't believe in liberty. There's too many people that want to be told what to do, or they want to be telling people what to do. But Hank, you mentioned, so that's why the Free State Project's been working. It's working amazingly. The liberty-minded people are actually getting elected here in New Hampshire, and the numbers of libertarians that are concentrated in one geographic area have been going up over the years. Now there are at least a few thousand of them here, and that means we probably have more activists than the Democrats and the Republicans do in the state. And that's going to just keep getting better for us. But as far as the Libertarian Party, Hank, you said that it was too extreme in your mind. And I'm curious, what about the Libertarian Party is too extreme for you?
Well, I believe that if you're going to have a community of any size, more than probably 10 families, you're going to need some form of government.
Why? So they can...
You're probably going to need some form of law enforcement. And you're probably going to need some form of military to keep anybody from trying to overtake you.
Well, I don't think the Libertarian Party...
I was going to say, I didn't mean to cut him off, but the first part is just like, why do you need government to tell you what to do if you already know what is right?
Well, if you took an island and put 10 families on the island within a generation or even less than a few years, there would be people feeling that things should be done this way and people feeling that things should be done that way. And there would...
This isn't an island. I don't like when people bring it to an island discussion. I don't think that that's really realistic, because it's not like we're going to ever be in a situation where we're all on limited resources, like this tiny place together, and we have to live basically in each other's houses. If you want to do something a certain way, go do that on your own property and let me do something my certain way without coming and breaking a tank into my house and putting me in handcuffs and carrying me away because I want to do something a way that you don't agree with.
I mean, I get the point that he's trying to make.
That would be perfect. I mean, yeah, you wouldn't need no government. You wouldn't need no military. You wouldn't need no police. But we don't live in an ideal world.
And, it's not about being an ideal world.
With borders, so you do have a group of people within an area.
Okay. Well, Hank, before you go on about this, because you brought up a bunch of things, you talked about government and police and military, and I can't say I'm not a representative for the Libertarian Party. I don't have their party platform in front of me, but knowing what I know about them from the years that I've been involved with the Libertarian Party, I don't think most libertarians are out there saying that all of those things need to be abolished. Okay, so that would be like a total anarchist position. You will definitely find people like that within the Libertarian Party, that they do exist, but I think what the Libertarian Party would say is that the police, if they're going to exist, if they're going to have government police, they shouldn't be doing things like enforcing the war on drugs. They shouldn't be arresting peaceful people for various different quote-unquote crimes that don't actually have a victim. And I think that they would say the military would need to... Just before you go on there, Hank, I just want to address what you said. And I think that they would say the military, if it's going to exist, it should not be placed around the world in 700 different military bases occupying the rest of the planet and going to war at the drop of a hat.
I also think it's important to say that we can still have all of those things without government. So you can have your police. It'll just look a little different. It'll be more like private security. You can have, you know, there can be rules. It's not just when people think of anarchy, they think of just total chaos, people doing whatever they want. You know, I'm going to come over to Bonnie's lawn and I'm going to spray paint it. You know, there are still rules and expectations that as a society we're going to have.
You don't need a government to make rules.
That's wrong.
He said you need a government to make rules.
That's the job of the government to make the rules.
How are they doing
it,
but it's been taken over by extreme people. I agree.
No, if you have a government that is unaccountable, and by definition, a public organization is unaccountable because they don't lose any money, they don't lose anything if they do things that are wrong to you, those people being the only type of people being allowed to make the rules, they're just going to continue making more and more rules so they have more and more reason to get things out of you or throw you in jail if you don't comply.
Well, there's absolutely no accountability, like you mentioned. So somebody can come here, smash the windows out, harass peaceful people, and even if, you know, speaking of the Crypto 6 trial, even if Ian is found innocent, no one is going to pay.
There's no punishment
for the people that came here or the people that gave those orders to attack peaceful people, you know.
It sounds like, Hank, you might agree that the government has gone too far, that they are too big, too oppressive. I mean, is that right?
Oh, yeah, I agree that fully.
Okay.
And the only way to change it is to elect people who are more in the middle.
But that's not working, is it?
We've got politicians that have been running this country for 40 years.
Here's the problem, though, Hank. The people in the middle just want to tell you what to do, too. I mean, whatever it means to be in the middle, I mean, we're talking about the people that seek these seats, generally, are power-seeking individuals, whether they call themselves middle, center, left, right, whatever it is they call themselves. These are all authoritarians who want to shove their views down your throat. They go after these seats of power because that's what they're looking for. The productive people that are actually decent folks, people like Ron Paul, that guy is an unusual character when it comes to government because he's one of the few who actually is a productive person, meaning he's an actual doctor who does something of value for society, who actually took time out of his productive life and went and did this, you know, politician thing. Most of these guys are professional bureaucrats, they're professional parasites, they're psychopaths, and they're lunatics, and they want to destroy people's freedom. And just voting your way out of the problem has never worked in the history of the United States, Hank, and the problem is having the power in the first place. So, and unless you can somehow reduce the power that these people have, you will never see any kind of change. And of course, how do you do that? How is that even a possibility? I don't think it is. I think that most places are on a one-way track to more tyranny, and I don't see any easy way out of it. I don't think there should be violence. I don't think violence is the solution, but it's hard to see voting's going to change anything.
Well, it's just the politicians. If you got a platform that certain politicians can run for, and yeah, you can, there will be people step up and run for the in the middle.
Well, here's what I think should happen, Frank or Hank. What I think should happen, and thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. What should happen is people that want to see the people in the middle, whatever that means, because there's just like, that means nothing, right? Like, it just means you're not quote unquote left or right. So you probably support some things that the people on the right support and some things that the people on the left support if you're,
anything,
quote-unquote, in the middle.
More spineless if you're like a milquetoast middle person and you're probably just going to be like, all right, let's continue doing what we've always done. I mean, I think you need something a little extreme to get rid of this extreme problem we have of monsters running our country and ruining everyone's lives just for the sake of getting richer.
I think the best thing that could happen is if a bunch of conservative types move to Florida, a bunch of liberal types move to the liberal states, conservatives move to Texas, South Dakota, and the most conservative places, the liberals move to the most liberal places, the libertarians move to New Hampshire. And then we see secession happen because we can't all get along with one another. And then people have more of what they want.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We do have our own TikTok channel. You can go to tiktok.freetalklive.com for at least as long as the channel isn't banned, and you know, probably will be at some point. But for now, you can enjoy that over at tiktok.freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Ladies, any other comments on third parties, libertarian party stuff?
I kept forgetting we were even talking about that and started talking anarchists, so.
I mean, I'm sure we could go on.
Well, that's
hours.
Because the libertarians that move to New Hampshire tend to be more hardcore.
Yeah.
They tend to be the most principled type of people that might describe themselves as anarchists. I prefer the term voluntarist for myself. But I think that you get a lot of people like that here, and that's why within the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, you tend to see some really good principled messaging and very, very, like, the maximum level of libertarianism. And I think that's one of the best things about the New Hampshire movement.
Absolutely.
Is we have selected out the best of the best, the cream of the crop liberty activists, to be here and do their activism here. And I think it's made a huge difference. If you haven't checked them out, I recommend checking out the Free State Project. Come on up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest, which is, of course, coming up. This coming summer in June,
mm-hmm.
Of course, as we get into 2023, we'll certainly talk more about that. But let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts to another Florida man. Jack is on the line in Orlando. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Jack, sorry, I had to turn down. Now we got you. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Hey, guys, just wanted to let you know I really love the show. I love you guys, man. Ian, thank you so much for all you do. Man, I actually follow you guys on Twitter, Jack Bowman 88.
Okay, I
love you guys, man. You got, and Ian, you're the best, man. You do so much for liberty. You're like the main reason why you got me interested in these ideas in the first place. Just hearing you, and I'm not sure who else was on the radio back in those days. Maybe Mark and
what radio station were you listening to?
This was a long time ago. This is growing up in Florida, in Palm Beach County, just on AM radio. I just came across it.
Oh, wow.
So before that, my dad got me into Rush Limbaugh and things like that. So I became like a constitutional conservative, basically, or Republican. And then, but I realized, you know, that the Constitution is about the principles of liberty, and you're not really following those principles of liberty nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So that got me interested in what you had to say about the state, about voluntarism, and just like the, just you advocating for voluntarism made such an impact in my life. Now I want to promote voluntarism as much as I can. And that's what my Twitter is all about. So, and I also wanted to piggyback on what the last caller was saying about libertarianism being kind of extreme. But I see a shift in the country as far as, and maybe even in the world, in realizing that it's not extreme to want voluntary interaction with all people. And with
how are you
government.
Seeing a shift? I mean, I appreciate your optimism, but can you explain where you see this shift after COVID, where everybody was, tell me what to do, I'll put on a mask, I mean, I'll jump through whatever hoops you want, and with a smile on my face? I mean, that's what I saw.
Well, I see it as more of like a, in a spiritual sense. Like, I can see us coming out of this haze and, like, waking up to realize that it's going to take people like you doing what you're doing and migrations, and but slowly people will begin to wake up, and the worse it gets, the more people are going to wake up.
That's true.
They're going to face, you know, so I think it's only going to get more conducive to the people that are trying to fight against the state. And one other thing I wanted to quickly bring up was, do you think you're going to be able to, were you able to introduce, the jury, anything about jury nullification?
Or no. We were banned talking about jury nullification before the trial even started. The prosecution, they motioned to the court to prohibit any kind of talk about jury nullification in name or in substance. So, no, the closest I came to it was saying that I did jury rights outreach. I was able to say that in front of the jury while I was testifying, but that was it.
They seem to, you know, cock their heads at that too, like, what do you mean, you know?
You should be able to tell the jury that they have the power.
They should be able to.
They have the power to nullify these unjust, any kind of unjust law, any law that they think is not just or is not being implemented correctly or is being targeted at somebody for some political reason. They have the power to nullify.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's how it was set up. They were supposed to be the last check against the government, just doing whatever they want to people.
They're sort of the fourth branch, if you will, the fourth and final check on government. But, Jack, the good news is that is something you can do in New Hampshire courts. It is completely legal, as I understand it. I've seen it done here in New Hampshire courts. It's just you can't do it in federal court, unfortunately.
I want to get together and go to courthouses around here and advocate, you know, if it's even legal. But,
it's legal there. It's something I did in unless they made it illegal recently. I mean, I can't give you legal advice, right? But in my experience, I was not arrested when I did it outside of the Sarasota County courthouse.
But going when you know they're going to have jury selection and handing out stuff directly to the people who are going to go into jury selection is always a good idea.
Well, it's a good idea up here. That's the way we do it. I will say this, even though I didn't get arrested for it 20 years ago or 16 or 17 years ago or whatever it was, Julian Heiklin did get arrested, I believe, in Orlando, which is where you're calling from, if I recall correctly. There was, what's his name, like Belvin or Melvin?
I think he came to a meetup here in Orlando. I think I actually might have met him at a meetup here in Orlando.
I think the judge's name was like Belvin Perry or something like that, that had Julian Heiklin arrested for just being outside the courthouse. And then Heiklin went to jail on that. He lost that case, if I recall correctly.
That's crazy.
That's what drove him out of the United States, and he moved to Israel. And then ultimately, I think he died in Israel, or maybe he moved back to the U.S. and died here. But sadly, he passed away. He was very elderly at the time when he was doing this activism. So your mileage may vary, Jack. If you're going to do it, I would recommend finding a couple friends, bringing a video recording device, at least one, and trying to...
They don't like the accountability, so they'd be less likely to arrest you.
Right. And, but if you do it, I am curious to hear how it goes. So definitely give us a call back. I remember my results when I did it back in Florida, and I think I only did it once before I ended up moving to New Hampshire. But I think I got like maybe 40 or 50% acceptance rate, meaning that when I was handing out the flyers, only about half of people that were going into the courthouse would accept them. By comparison, I regularly get 90 to 95% of people going into the court here in
New
Hampshire.
I even went to hand an older lady, not like old, probably like in her 60s, a jury nullification pamphlet, and she went, no, I got this. Went into her purse and pulled out a bigger book about jury nullification.
That is so awesome.
That happened here, you
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Keen.
That was really cool.
I totally did not expect you to say that. That's awesome.
She said, my uncle or my brother or something like that was telling me about this, and I want to make sure that like I know my rights about it. Well, cool. Going back to a subject that he brought up earlier, Ian, I think that you have to picture something before it can become reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't just go, people are never going to wake up. That's just like people saying, oh, it's inevitable that we're going to war with China. It's inevitable that we're going to war with China.
Yeah, and then it's manifesting those things.
And I think that the ultimate goal of anybody who cares about freedom should be freedom for the whole world. Like, it's got to start somewhere, and I think it's going to start in New Hampshire.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is like if you keep envisioning, and I agree with you, you do need to envision what you want to see happen. But if you're like 20 years go by, and you haven't even ticked from 2% to 3% in the polls, maybe it's time to change your strategy.
That's where
New Hampshire comes into it. That's the change of strategy that the libertarians needed. And if New Hampshire can be free, then yes, it will be a light of liberty to the entire world. And maybe that will result in people changing their minds. Jack, go ahead. Final thoughts.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, just continuing to build networks, like on Twitter. Like, I've got following so many fellow libertarians and just expanding that way. Just, you know, look up voluntarists, look up anarchists, look up libertarians, people that are interested in von Mises, Ludwig von Mises, Mises Institute, Austrian economics, like things like that, that can really build a network of people. And then once we can build that network of people, maybe it does mean we have to move to one location, like New Hampshire or something like that.
Let me tell you, it does mean that. But eventually I hope you'll come to that conclusion, because you're going to keep banging your head up against the brick wall of Florida politics down there. But that said, I think that it's good that you're getting, you know, I'm glad you're on Twitter and everything, and that's fun, but getting out physically into reality, I think, is an important step. So I'm glad to hear that you're going
to
get down.
My goal is to move to New Hampshire, by the way. So that's the plan.
And feel free to get your feet wet there in Florida. Just beware, like, it's going to be a little riskier. You're going to be dealing with the Florida sheriffs, and it's a whole other ball of wax down there. Thank you for the call.
Well, I think spreading information on Twitter is a pretty good strategy. I know that people like to say, oh, it's not activism. Like, whatever, you don't have to call it activism. But I've gotten so many conversations started with, like, people that I, like, went to high school with who ask me, are you a Republican? Or, I'm sorry, I don't really. And then I get to explain myself, and they're like, you know, you're making a lot of sense to me.
Thank you, Jack, for the call. Let us know how it goes out there at the courthouse. Hopefully you don't get arrested.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.